Hello, everyone. This is Mary, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Happy to have you here today. Hope your August day is not too hot, at least in the U.S., and I'm in Texas, so it's very hot here. But in other parts of the world, you're having winter, so hope your winter's going well as well. Today, we are continuing our pathway through some of the scriptures from We Too, how the church can respond redemptively to the sexual abuse crisis. Today, we are in 2 Samuel 13, verses 18 through 20 in the Holman Christian Standard Bible, and this is what it says. Amnon's servant threw her out and bolted the door behind her. Now Tamar was wearing a long-sleeved garment, because this is what the king's virgin daughters wore. Tamar put ashes on her head and tore the long-sleeved garment she was wearing. She put her hand on her head and went away crying loud. Her brother Absalom said to her, "Has your brother Amnon been with you? Be quiet now, my sister. He's your brother. Don't take this thing to heart." So Tamar lived a desolate woman in the house of her brother Absalom. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, there's two evils here in this passage. First, of course, is the rape of Tamar. The second, by her brother Amnon. The second is how her brother Absalom responded to her. And so, Lord, I pray for those with both of those stories, and so many of us have that story. The initial trauma is so great, and we either are discovered or we share, or eventually it takes us decades to share. And then people like Absalom give us that advice. They say, "Be quiet now, my sister. Don't take this thing to heart." And they would rather see cover-up rather than redemption. They would rather see quietness rather than justice. And Lord, that, I think, had Tamar had some intervention, she would not have had that last sentence said about her. So Tamar lived as a desolate woman in the house of her brother Absalom. Lord, there's many people out there listening who are living in that same way. They have been horrifically abused, and they may have kept that secret because they felt the shame of it, or maybe their abuser said, "Don't ever tell anyone or I'll kill you." There's all sorts, or you'll put shame on your family, or no one will ever believe you. In my case, it was, "We'll kill your parents." And yet, eventually, this desperate story has to come out. And some people who have shared their story for the first time with someone in authority who could do something about it get shut down because the person in authority who they share with says, "Just be quiet for now. Everything, just don't take it to heart." And Lord, that is a secondary violation, and it runs even deeper. And I know for me, the harder thing for me to overcome eventually was those in my life who did nothing. When I told my babysitter and she did nothing, when there must have been evidence of what was going on and my family of origin chose to ignore the evidence. These are deep, deep wounds, Lord, and I can't presume to know that this little prayer today is going to change anything or everything, but I can pray that you would shed light and that you would send different people into my friend's life who will listen, who will dignify, who will affirm that this is a hard story. Lord, I remember our time in France and some of the trauma that we endured there, and so many people said to us, "Oh, well, you know, that's just how missionary life is, just get over it." And there was only one person, literally one person, we told our story to, and he looked at us and he almost started crying. He said, "That's the worst missionary story I've ever heard. That is such a lot of things that you've gone through." And it was just so empowering for us because we hadn't heard that before. We just heard, "Buck up, get over it, be quiet." It's what everybody experiences. Lord, help us to be that kind of empathetic friend who will say, "Gosh, yeah, that is terrible. That is hard." And Lord, help me to be that kind of friend to others and even to the listeners here today to just, Lord, I thank you that I can just say, "I believe you," to my friend who's listening today. "I believe your story. I believe it has merit. I believe that what happened to you was harsh and terrible and traumatic. and I believe that it had long-term effects on you. But I also believe that Jesus will carry this for you, and he will be with you. And of course, there's those pesky questions about where was God. And I thank you, Lord, that your shoulders are big enough to bear the weight of those kinds of questions. Would you please send empathetic folks into my friend's life today? And would you please make us into empathetic folks? I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am proud of you. I'm grateful for you. And again, I've been saying this lately, but I just feel it so strongly. Sexual abuse is one of the trickiest and most painful tricks of the devil. And it is from the pit of hell, and it has caused many to want to take their lives. And so if that is you today, I pray that you would just hear me right now, that your life is worth living and you are worth being loved. And because you have such a unique story, don't shortchange it, but continue to take those very hard and very brave steps to live the next day and the next day and the next day. All you have to do today is to choose life today. And I just want to thank you for doing that, because you're needed in this world. We need wounded healers. So take that to heart. Thanks so much.